Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Andy Rees. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Les Mann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddie Fitzsimmons. Pitching for the New York Giants, Freddie Fitzsimmons. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Rees reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rees tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann takes first base on ball four. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Mann moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants one, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Rees settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants one, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Cohen reaches second base with a double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Cohen moves to third. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Fitzsimmons reaches third base with a triple. Cohen scores. O'Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzsimmons scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Ott moves to third. It's 5-0, Giants. Hal Carlson now pitching. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mann moves to third. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck is hit by the pitch. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fitzsimmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reese bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch pinch hits for Les Mann. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lindstrom moves to third. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Rausch now playing center field. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. English reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. It's 8-2. Giants. Joe Kelly pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Holly now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzsimmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Fitzsimmons reaches second base with a double. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reese hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Giants. Johnny Butler now playing third base. Clyde Beck now playing shortstop. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cohen hits a line drive into left field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. It's 10-3, Giants. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Ed Holly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzsimmons hits a pop-up towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beck strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Heathcote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Giants. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Heathcote scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Giants. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Ed Holly. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.